The heart of every organization is its people. We're taking action to take care of them, to develop a world-class team, now and into the future. This is Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie.
Welcome to another episode of Empowering Excellence. I am your host, Art Sturt. Today's episode is part two of our conversation with Mike McMillan, also known as Spock. Talk about the new professional program and how does somebody apply for that?
On our public-facing website, under careers, you'll be able to find the new professional program. That program specifically accounts for about 20% of all of our new hires. We normally accept into that program somewhere between 60 and 80 students or candidates a year. We are specifically in the new professional program looking for people who are about to graduate, and then we will assess them and take them into that program. We take about one-fifth, generally speaking, of the people that apply. That's kind of our current standard into the program. And that is contingent on citizenship. It's not just about grades. It's about balance. It's about the specific area of expertise. Once they're accepted to the program, they're essentially an employee at that point. We then bring them in and we allow them to have an experience with a few of our different technical areas, with our different technical departments. So a typical new professional will get to have either two or three technical tours lasting a few months each, in which they get to experience very different things. They may work on an unmanned vehicle program for 2 or 3 months, and then they may go do something entirely different, like they may go work for comms and networks and work on an architecture. So if that person were, say, a recent software developer, they would have gotten to do software on both an actual vehicle and then maybe on a system such as CAMES that we talked about earlier. That new professional would get essentially to select which of these two do I want to be my first home? And they would be home in that department, in that project that they basically got to have the experience in. So the really cool thing about this program is it allows people who are accepted to essentially pick their job based on an experience that they've had of 2 or 3 potential jobs. And it's pretty competitive, but that makes it a really desirable program. It also has a lot of support because former new professionals have their own steering committee. They basically take really good care of each other as new employees to the organization. There's a big community of interest, and it's very supportive. But it's not the only thing we have. We obviously do individual hires external to the organization across the full spectrum of experience. So we do everything from internships all the way up through mid-career and senior professionals in their fields, where we'll also bring them into the organization. And we do that, again, across a wide spectrum of technical areas. We also try really hard for diversity and inclusion to get the broadest perspectives we can to be applied to our technical problems. So, for example, we also have a student hiring authority that allows us to hire somebody, say, in their second or third year of college. And then as long as they graduate with a STEM degree, the science, technical engineering, or math degree, then they become a full-time employee. We're using that authority pretty much exclusively within the San Diego City College region in order, again, to reach for that diversity. So we're hitting folks who are going to junior colleges or city colleges. And by hiring them, for example, as a junior, we encourage them then to transition to a regular 4-year degree. And if they graduate with that STEM degree, then they become a full-time employee. We also even do things like engage the San Diego chapter of NFAR, which is the National Foundation of Autistic Research, where we are actually having a pilot program with them to be able to hire graduates who are on the spectrum, specifically into our cyber field. We have a really wide variety of hiring capabilities, mechanisms, and interests, not just in new professionals, to ensure that we get the broadest and most diverse workforce we can, not for its own sake, but to apply that diversity to the toughest problems our warfighters have and bring them the best capabilities we possibly can.
I love that, Spock. Really, what was resonating with me is that diversity of thought, diversity of perspectives to attack those big problems. So kudos to you and your NIWC Pacific team, because you guys are killing it based on everything I've heard so far.
One of the other things that struck me is the outreach into the community. And we don't wait till somebody gets to the new professional program or applies for a job or even the student thing. Spock, you guys have a lot of STEM programs where you're reaching into even lower levels of education to try to get that new cadre of up and coming young patriots to want to maybe pursue a career, if not in the Navy or at the NIWC, but in STEM. Could you talk about those?
I'd be happy to. Our employees dedicate tens of thousands of hours to STEM outreach. That, again, it goes across, spans like all of the departments basically here at NIWC PAC, where we have volunteers who do a lot of outreach K through 12, especially in things like the Lego leagues, the robotic leagues, from elementary school through middle school, all the way up into the high school teams and programs. We sponsor many, many, many of those teams a year. I was recently at the one at East Lake High School down in Chula Vista, where we were the sponsor, I think, of 8 or 9 of those teams that compete across the region and then the state and then nationally in building these little Lego robots that are like really cool. If you've never been to one of those, it's really pretty exciting because these kids will get a project and a theme and they have to construct a robot that is autonomous, readily available Lego kits that are provided. So it's motorized and it has to follow this path and do certain things, like maybe retrieve as many of a certain kind of block as it can, maybe put some of those blocks into another container, maybe take one of those blocks to the end of the track and put it into something else. And it has to do all of that through programming and do it autonomously. And these kids, again, start these in middle school. And you'd be amazed at some of the stuff that these teams come up with in terms of innovative, creative thought and the teamwork that it builds. So we're involved in a lot of those efforts. Again, we follow them all the way up through the high school. And then when it gets to the later high school and college years, we're involved in a lot of the Navy's and the DoD's internship programs. This last year, we had more than 160 interns, which is the most we've ever had at NIWC Pacific at one time. That crossed, I think, 50 different high schools and universities and went all the way from 12th grade up through faculty and staff at various universities. We run the gamut there as best we can. We are also involved in things like RoboSub under RoboNation. So this is a civilian organization that's promoting robotics and promoting unmanned sensors and systems through the university system. And that's an international competition that we have hosted. Probably 80% of the times competition has been run. We've hosted it here at NIWC Pacific in our Transdeck pool, which is a 6 million gallon pool of water. That's kind of just perfect for that sort of vehicle testing, where we've hosted teams as diverse as from France and China and Germany and high school teams, teams like MIT, all the way from kindergarten, all the way up. We have people involved in trying to build the next cadre and the cadre after that of STEM professionals, not just for the Navy, but for the nation overall.
Wow, what a bunch of incredible opportunities. Frankie, I don't know about you, but when I was in middle school, I'm not sure I was building robots. How about you?
It's so funny that you say that. When I was that age, I was just coloring in coloring books. I wasn't programming Legos to be autonomous and go down to the end of the track. I mean, that is impressive. Wow, I'm proud of our little kids up and coming. That's great. Yeah, no.
Proud of NIWC PAC for making it happen, too.
Absolutely. That is, it's the investment, right? And Spock hit on it early on. You know, you want to be part of something bigger than yourself, something that matters, where you are impacting, you know, sailors, Marines, their families, eventually your family, your children, and so on. This is the place. And apparently you have opportunity to move throughout the organization, which is nice, right? Because sometimes, especially if you're a new professional and you're just looking to start your career, you take a job because a job is a job and that's what you need to pay the bills. And it sounds like NIWC Pacific allows you to have the flexibility to maybe start in one facet of the organization. And maybe it just isn't the right fit. It's not scratching the itch, but fear not. It doesn't mean you have to resign and go elsewhere. It's stick with us. You know, what piques your interest? Let's talk about that. We'll move you there kind of thing. So that's awesome.
800 different programs to work on.
Yeah. I don't know how anybody gets bored there. because it's something always a new challenge. And if their culture is push yourself, don't be happy with the accomplishments that you had, which is good. Celebrate the wins that you get, but then on to the next challenge and continue to push and innovate and risk take. Those are all great things. That's a culture that I'd want to be a part of. So that's awesome.
I appreciate that very much. The thing I like to tell people is there is no single path here at Nawik Pack to anywhere you want to go. You can basically make a new path to every place you want to end up. And that at least is possible. I'm not saying it's always easy, but it's possible.
Right. And then you land where Spock is. Pretty diverse portfolio from a career perspective, which is good because he's got all these different experiences that he can now put into this new job. That's a pretty darn good environment to grow up in terms of your career portfolio. I think, though, that you and the Nawik Pack team have recently launched your own podcast, right?
So the Next Level podcast is designed to the innovation, the science, and the kinds of things we're doing, as well as to the people doing that. One of the kind of cool things about the Next Level podcast is it's run pretty much by our new professionals. So we don't have a standard format or a standard interviewer. They get to interview each other and talk about various interesting things that they're working on. So the first one was essentially about a backpack quantum refrigerator and how all that came about. And then the person also talks a little bit about, you know, their experience here at Nawik Pack. And they actually talked quite a bit about the new professional program and that was one of the things that really appealed to them. Everything from that to the 3D printed drones that can basically be manufactured and used under battlefield conditions. So this was one where the Marines came to us and said, hey, it's great to have things like drones, but what if we needed to not just do spare parts, but what if we needed to create them on the battlefield? Is that possible? We have our folks who are actually doing the technical work talking about their experiences in these Next Level podcasts and give a little bit of a glimpse of the kind of innovation and the kind of culture we are promoting and embodying here at Nawik Pack. And they're kind of a tease of what it's like to be one of us, to be focused on the capabilities that literally affect the world that each of us and each of our children's children may yet live in. And who would not want to be part of that?
I like that they use the new professionals for their podcast, as opposed to us, we use the old professionals for ours.
That's right. That's right. Look out. The young ones are coming up. They're coming for us.
We're soon to be replaced, Frankie.
I know. But you know what? That Next Level podcast, that sounds like another great opportunity. Yeah, do the Google search, Nawik Pacific and all the links. But if you truly want to hear from the people who are living it right now, it sounds like Next Level podcast is the place to go.
Yeah, I agree with you, Frank. It's a great place to start. And again, it gives a little bit of a glimpse into not just the work, but the kinds of people doing the work.
Right.
We're really proud of it.
So Spock, this has been fantastic. Before we close out, is there anything we missed or anything you want to share with listeners?
I'm just honored and privileged to be on this with you guys. I really enjoyed the conversation. If there was anything else I would say, I would probably just foot stomp one of the things I said earlier. If you're interested, not just in a job, and not even just in a career, but in an experience that is really focused on a diverse, varied, and exciting technical mission and doing so for a much bigger purpose than just a paycheck, and you're willing to commit to that kind of mission and to that kind of focus and vision, then I would really encourage you to give Nawik Pacific a look. We would love to have whatever capabilities and areas of expertise you can bring to help us even better than we are.
Fantastic way to close it out, Spock. Thanks so much for being with us today. We really enjoyed it and really appreciate everything you do and that Nawik Pacific does for the Navy and the nation.
It's my honor.
Well, Frankie, I guess that's another one in the books.
Another one in the books.
Everybody take care, and we'll see you again soon on another episode of Empowering Excellence. Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie is a production of the NAVWAR Headquarters Public Affairs Office in association with NAVWAR Corporate Operations. Our podcast production team includes Ed Disco Buckleton, Kara McDermott, and Ramon Goh, our digital media specialist who produced today's show. On behalf of Frankie and myself, I am Art Sterrett. Have a great Navy Day.